live by faith is the better way of understanding it. Okay, here we have Nikaia Asaya, which is the word for right, just, or righteous, and we have spent a lot of time on that word. This describes the state of existence, the righteous man, the one who is righteous. And what do we know about righteous? What is our definition? This is where we started off last week. I had you write it down, your own idea. Then we looked at it in a text. And the most simple way of understanding righteousness, what is right? But to say what is right, you got to have a standard to determine if something is right. And the standard is his love, for God is love. Okay, the one who is righteous. The one who is righteous. To live a righteous life means you must first be righteous. That's as clear as I can make it. To live a righteous life, you first of all must be righteous. If you are not righteous, you cannot live a righteous life. It's that simple. An unbeliever cannot live a righteous life. He is not righteous. So we first of all must be righteous. Okay. For only one who is righteous can live righteously. Who are the righteous? Okay. Many claim that the righteous are those who live righteously, who live a righteous life. That's why we just spent all the time we did this morning. No, it's by faith. It's a gift of God. It's by the grace of God. It's by faith. It's by faith in Jesus Christ. It's not by anything I did. So when it says the righteous, then who is the righteous? But before God, it is impossible for the unrighteous one to live righteously. People were happy that our next door neighbor lives an okay life. We don't want him coming over and chopping us up in the middle of the night. We don't want him stealing all of our property. We don't want all of these things. And we're very happy about this. But let's be real sure we're understanding this. Before God, our human righteousness is nothing. And this is difficult for people to understand. You mean someone like Hitler can be saved? Yes. You mean someone like Sister Teresa cannot be saved? Yes. Because it's not our righteousness, people. It's not our righteousness. It's his. And we gain it by faith. As unbelievers, we gain it by faith in Jesus Christ. As believers, we gain it by faith in the Holy Spirit. Okay. First faith refers to how we become imputed righteousness.